Welcome back to the show. Michael Kauke here with you. My guest today, I'm very excited, joining me in the studio. We've got some wonderful people all the way from, I believe, Burma. But right now, Lincoln and Leah. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's really great to have you. I've never actually had the opportunity to interview anybody from that side of the world. Thanks for making the trip just for the interview. It's great.
Good to be here. This is the first time for us too.
Yeah, great. First time yes. in Australia. Yes. How are you liking it?
Yes, very nice, very warm. Mm.
Have you been to the beach yet?
Not yet, but intending to.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, the weather's been a little bit crazy, but once you get there, you're going to have so much fun. It's going to be so exciting.
Looking forward to.
So how much longer are you in town for?
Hopefully 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. You can get a lot of things done. Pat a few kangaroos even, I don't know, whatever you like. Now, there's a lot of great and exciting things that for the reasoning why you're here. A lot of our listeners have been hearing a lot about the fundraising dinner for Vision 2020, Hope Myanmar partnership, and you guys are very much the cause of all of that. Why don't you just let us know a little bit about your journey so far and, you know, back at home in Myanmar?
We have a Bible school called Restoration Bible Institute. We train young people across the country, mainly from different ethnic groups in Myanmar. And this time we plan to build a new building at a new location. So we are here to partly raise funds for the building.
That's really exciting. When did it all start for you to have this vision?
The Bible school started with my father, the late Edward Bell. Started in 1999. At that time, we asked ourselves, because there were quite many Bible schools in Yangon, the capital, used to be the capital city of the country. So we asked ourselves, why another Bible school?
Yeah.
And how should we be different from the already existed Bible schools? So we look at about the Bible school, the teaching, and the people, and we saw a little gap. That gap is to train young people in Christian Bible school about the Bible plus the vocational training. Mm. That way we can give them not only the skill for their life, but to be a good Christian wherever they are. So the vision started with that.
That's great. Yeah. From my understanding, life over there isn't very easy to be a Christian. Am I right?
No. If you belong to one of the ethnic groups, plus if you profess Christianity, then you are automatically considered a second-class citizen.
Wow.
Second-class citizen means less rights. So it's difficult.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
Yes.
Speaking from your experience, have you had many God moments when you were over there thinking, you know, this is really hard, God, but I've just got to keep going on?
Yes. It's really hard and difficult, and time goes on, it becomes life. Mm. So we consider this is our life. But many times, great challenges for the Christian people.
Yeah.
For example, one of our students at Restoration Bible Institute, a graduate of 2011, she went back home to start the mission there in Rakhine State, which is in the west of the country. Whenever she starts telling or sharing the gospel, people around in the village with anyway they can, they block her. Sometimes they stone the house she lives, the house she performs Christian meeting, and they try a couple of times to burn down the house that she lives to worship service, and they expel her from her own village because being a Christian.
Wow.
That's one small example. And there are many incidents that the government kill pastors and burn churches and pull down and destroy big crosses, the entrance of villages. So that happens in the remote country, like in the west, yeah, in the north and in the east, where you cannot go, foreigners and journalists are not allowed to go.
Yeah. Why do you keep doing it?
Well, firstly, this is God's call.
Yeah.
And secondly, we want to give the best life we can to the younger generation, to have their rights and to glorify God in their lives.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. My guests today have been Leah and Lincoln from Myanmar. We're going to take a quick break. Be back very soon, just after this. Welcome back to Reamer FM. Michael Kauke here with you. My guests today are Leah and Lincoln from Myanmar. Well, joining in the studio as well is Ray Palmer. Hey, Ray. You're the president of Hope Myanmar as well, the partnership.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how this all came together?
Yeah. Thanks for having us in here. I first met Lincoln in 2001. I went to Myanmar. I guess just as a you know, personal mission trip. I was interested in developing countries, and I got introduced to Lincoln and Leah, and I found straight away that there was something unique about them. They had a different vision, a different attitude, a different approach to Christianity in their country, and so they really stood out to me in that regard. And also, in a country that's so corrupt, Myanmar's considered one of the most corrupt countries in the world. You know, it's up there, wow, with Haiti and one or two others that's at the top of the list. And what I saw in Lincoln and Leah was that there was just a complete absence of that. You know, they would never talk about money. They would never ask for things. They would never complain about their situation, even though it was so difficult.
Yeah.
I kept visiting them each year for a few years, and we got to a point where we found out that that they didn't have the financial support that they really needed, and not just the financial support. I found that they lacked things like Christian literature,
right,
and other resources. They needed some training in various areas, and it occurred to me in thinking through it that these are all the things that we in Australia are really blessed with. You,
yeah,
know, we've got the money, we've got really good education here, we've got as many books as we want, great teaching, and so it kind of made sense that we form some sort of partnership and share the things that we've got in order to best reach the people of Myanmar. So we set up Hope Myanmar Partnership in 2004, 2005, and have been just building on that. Ever since, we send people over from Australia to do particular training courses. Each year we have a pastors' conference. I think there was over 100 people, 100 pastors from all around the country came,
wow,
to the last conference in February. So
it's definitely growing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's but it's, you know, when it grows there, the struggle is that it needs to grow here as well.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So we're really, really keen to make people aware of the opportunity that they can have to partner,
yeah,
in this ministry.
In light of that, how can people get on board?
Well, I think this fundraising dinner that's coming up, it's a great opportunity for people to come along and hear about the experiences of Lincoln and Leah in Myanmar,
yeah,
and find out what real ways that they can actually participate. You know, whether that be contributing money to the buildings, and that's a great way. That's a really easy way for us to participate. And then there's a whole stack of other ways too. We've got things like student sponsorships and opportunities for people to visit and see for themselves what's going on over there. So.
That's really cool. If you want to get involved, they're having their fundraising dinner on the 4th of May, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. It's free entry, but you know, it is a fundraising dinner. So tell your friends about it. Not only is there going to be, you know, authentic food, live music, but you'll be able to meet the guys here as well. And I got to tell you, they're so huggable. I just want to, you remind me of my mum. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, guys, for coming in and having a chat with us. We're going to take a quick break. Be back very soon, just after this. So my guests today are Lincoln and Leah, all the way from Myanmar, which is really exciting to have you guys here. You're telling us just before a little bit about the life, what it's like for students and for Christians in your country. Why don't you share with us a bit more about that?
Okay, Myanmar. The population of Myanmar is around 60 million, and Christianity is estimated 12%.
Wow.
Mainly in among the ethnic groups like the Chin people in the west, the Kachin in the north, and a little bit of Shan and mainly Karen in the east. So that combines makes about 12%.
Yeah, well.
Being a Christian in Myanmar is like very difficult. You don't get your rights in your own country. So we are being denied our rights because we are Christian. Yes. We call it a C virus. If you have a C virus, which is a Christian, if you are a Christian, you cannot get a good job in the government office or wherever they are. You are.
Yeah, it sounds like it's such a different place. When you go back there, and when you're over here, and you know you're raising funds to build this Bible college, are you scared of what's going to happen when you go back?
Well, no, it's very exciting, and because the end vision of the Vision 2020 and the Bible school is of course to that. All the Myanmar people know about the Christianity and the gospel. In order to accomplish that vision, we established a Bible school called Restoration Bible Institute, where we train people, especially younger people, to be a Christian leader, to bridge the two worlds, the world of man and the world of God.
Yeah.
And to be full-time evangelists and pastors and Christian leaders. Another track is we call it vocational training, because many young people, ethnic people, Christian people cannot get a good education because of the discrimination in the country.
Yeah.
We'd like to have young people energetic, like to study. So we get them at the Bible school. We train them in the basic Bible knowledge. Plus, we train them vocational training like computer science,
sure,
music, nurses aid, something like that. So when they finish, they can get a job more easily.
Mm.
And then hope that wherever they are, whatever they do, they can share the gospel and witness to them.
Well, that's a really exciting journey you're on. And if you want to get involved and be a part of it, then the fundraising dinner's on the Saturday, the 4th of May, at the Granary Church. It's no charge to go there and enjoy their company, but it is a fundraising dinner, so please keep that in mind. For more information, you can head to the website hopemyanmar.org, or you can give us a call here at the studios, and we can help you out with that. Lincoln and Leah have been my guests. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in.
Yes, we are really looking forward to that fundraising evening to see as many as new friends in Christ and to be acquainted with them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's power in numbers and in unity as well. So no doubt it's going to be a brilliant evening. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much for inviting us, and good to be here.
You've been on Rema FM.